Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is truly and mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And he has many good things to say to us, wonderful things, true things. Because he loves us, he has our best interest at heart. Everything that he does has a structure and a protocol. And lately he had me studying Isaiah again. There's so much relevant information in the book of Isaiah. Remember something about Isaiah. In the vision that he was in, he did something about his problem. Out of all the other prophets that were sharing that vision, he said, Lord, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I come from a people of unclean lips. And he recognized a problem when he was in the glory of God. When you're in the glory of God, you recognize things. You see yourself as you are. Whether you're studying the Word, or whether, if you study the Word often, you're going to see a reflection of yourself. You're going to see yourself as you are. Because you're judging and you can see things compared to the light of God's Word. And the same thing happens when you worship God and go in His presence. Things you may not realize. Faults, blessings, everything. You'll see it as it really is. And he saw it as it really was. And he compared he talked about himself. I'm a man of unclean lips. And I come from a people of unclean lips. People that would say things that they shouldn't. And the angel, when he got a coal off the fire and touched his lips or his tongue, and then the sin was purged. And then when the Lord said, who will go for us? Isaiah is the one that volunteered. But look at the revelation that God gave Isaiah, the son of Amos. Isaiah, the Lord showed Isaiah a problem. He planted a vineyard in a fruitful hill, best place you can put one, to bring forth good grapes, but it brought forth wild grapes. And then the Lord said what he would do against the wild grapes, which represent wild men. The Lord did something. He gave us salvation, his word, the guidance of the Holy Spirit. But what are people doing with the knowledge they're gaining and the salvation that they've been granted? What are they doing with the grace that they've been blessed with? And then there's the scripture. Jesus said, many will come to me saying, Lord, Lord. And he'll say, depart from me, you work with me. They're going to talk about how the good things that they did, how they preached in his name, cast out demons in his name, work miracles in his name. But he said they work iniquity. And they can't. They're not going to enter the kingdom of God. They were cast in the outer darkness. And then Jesus talked about those that are lukewarm. He would spit them out of his mouth. These scriptures were always in the back of my mind. But the Lord continued to have me read Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 5 is the protocol of what he would do when things are wrong. What he would do when people learn about the things of God and handle it and still sin on purpose. And resist the Holy Spirit continually. Paul talked about those that are laden with silly women when he was coaching Timothy. And they said that Peter and Paul and Jude said that when they died, there would be false teachers among them that would come from within. Not without, from within. Jesus talked about tares among the wheat. When people alter God's word, they're including themselves, but they exclude themselves by their evil. But in their own mind and heart, they include themselves in the kingdom of God. But they can sin without conscience. Now, I wouldn't do it, and I believe you wouldn't do it. But there's a problem that's, and a lot of people are going to miss heaven because of it. Now, the Lord had me reading Jeremiah and Isaiah and Ezekiel often, and I kept seeing these same parallels for a long time. And one day I was watching a YouTube video about the Ugandan pastor, and I recommend this for everybody, because this man, he was a pastor, and he loved God, but his ways, the Lord exposed his ways to him. And you have to watch the whole video yourself. He come from a very terrible beginning. But he was, his thoughts he had, there were some ways that he had that reflected what God was speaking against in Isaiah and Jeremiah. He talked about the shepherds, the pastors that would, they were over God's people, but they could sin without blessing. And he exposed how the Lord exposed to him the problem. He didn't see it. He would lust after women, undress them in his mind. It was a list of things that he was practicing. He didn't cry out to God about it. When that happens, you don't listen to the fear of God. When conviction comes from, if you sin and the Holy Spirit convict you of the sin, then you can, you repent because you're convicted about it. The Lord, that's the fear of the Lord. And you won't, your response is your fear of the Lord. If the Holy Spirit exposes a problem, then you turn around and do something about it because you fear God. You can't fear God and sin. You can't fear God and keep doing wrong. If you fear God, you will change. But if you're reluctant to change, your heart will get harder and you won't even realize that you're like the frog in the heating pot. It's beginning to boil and you don't even know it. A man's heart can be so hard that he won't repent when he's wrong and argue against those that try to help him repent. Like the people that argue with the priest. They won't receive correction, but they'll argue their point without repenting. Now, when the Lord comes back, the angels are going to take us to him. God don't make mistakes. Those that are not right with him will not go. That's why he said, tell my people my return is imminent, and to be ready that they be not left. We got to be like the five wise virgins that walk the narrow path. They keep the word of God, walking in integrity, trimming our lamps, keeping the word in our heart, keeping the love of God in us, the life of God. I believe oil is the life of God in us. See, John said it this way: when you have God's love, you cannot sin. And people say, well, you don't practice. No, you don't. You just don't sin. You don't do it. You don't go after it. You stay on the narrow path. Continue to do things to make yourself strong. Some people do it by habit. possible. And the wrong things can look right, and the enemy is always trying to work against you. You learn to live with your eyes open. What's the word? You're vigilant. You're watching. Not like a deer in the woods. He's always watching for the enemy. You're watching like the deer, but you're more like the lion in the woods, looking for your enemy to kill him. That's how we need to be, like a roaring lion, like a lion. We need to be vigilant, looking for where Satan's trying to strike, shutting him down, using our authority, taking the ground. This is easy. It's not hard. See, when you have the love of God, you have the vision, you have the purity you need, you have the fight you need, and you're not going to let some demon take it away from you. You're not going to let some demon talk you out of the kingdom of God. You're not going to let some impulse drive your life. You're going to drive out the Canaanites out of the heart, the land of your heart. Just like Israel was supposed to drive out all the Canaanites, you're going to drive all of them out. And it's so much easier to live that way. You don't have to live with struggles. Churches have failed people, teaching people that they act like it's impossible. I've seen so many preachers, they talk about Romans chapter 7, but they don't go to chapter 8 and talk about how to live in the Spirit and how to learn from the Lord and live in the Spirit. Every problem you have is defeatable, and all your lack of knowledge can be destroyed by the knowledge of God. So you can learn what you don't know. And the Holy Spirit will guide you. He's motivated to guide us into all truth. He does what he does. He does it well. We don't have any excuses. Then we have wonderful pastors and teachers. And like I always say, a good church home, you have to go find one. And when you get there, be a blessing. See, the word is sown in peace. Go with ears to hear with the intent to do right. When people approach God, when they go in his presence to enjoy his presence and receive his strength and live his life, they're going with the intent to do it. They can learn from him. When you study the word of God with the intent to do it and act on it and live better and represent Jesus, you're going to learn a whole lot more. When you love God's people, I didn't learn much from the Lord till I asked him to help me love his people. I wanted to grow in love. I did not want to not love anybody. I wanted to love everybody. And that love motivated me to want to do right. It's easy. It's a whole lot easier than it was when I thought everything would just happen because God loved me. You know, I used to think, well, I just try to do right and hope I do it right. And maybe I won't see him. But I didn't want to see him. The more I drew near to the Lord, I didn't want to see him. But see, I didn't know tactics. I didn't know warfare. I didn't realize my prayers availed much. That was a point in time I was growing into all these things. I wasn't skilled at the authority that I knew about. You can become skilled. You don't have to be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. And the enemy tried me and I won. Winning became my way of life. Winning became my way of life because as I studied the word of God with the intent to do it and live by it, it's easy. Because I'm living by his strength. I, I, I put his word in my heart, and then it, whatever's in your heart, the mouth speak. Whatever the mouth speak, that's what you do. That's your life. That's what you do. His life became my way of life. My way of life increased and got better. And then he gave me things to do. He gave me assignments. And when you complete assignments, you get blessed for doing the assignments. Everything worked better. Like a well-oiled machine. When you follow God, everything is in its right place. Some people will say, well, that's not possible. I have all these thoughts. I have to do this every day. I wish Jesus would just come back and take me out. People do me wrong. It get on my nerves. I've been there. I understand all that. But I kept asking the Lord, how do I defeat it? And every time he taught me something, it was that much easier to live. And I try to tell fellow believers these things, is most people don't have an appetite for what I'm saying. I'm talking about in routine conversations with everyday Christians. Some people do, and some people want more. They feel refreshed. But see, some people, I don't know if it's competition or when you walk into the light, your darkness is revealed. That embarrasses people. And I didn't realize it, but any form of light, the way people respond is up to them. And I want people to know God is for you. I share things with people because they're learning whatever they're learning from the Lord. And I'm blessed because people tell me things that they learn from the Lord, and I receive it, and it helps me greatly. So I try to do the, you know, it ain't always easy to learn things. You know, you have to yield yourself, you have to pay attention. And a lot of people don't know to just give God all their attention. And release the, you know, the problem is designed to steal your focus. So when you're focusing on the Lord, you receive more light to live by. And if you're a skilled warrior, it's easy to keep it. If you're not a skilled warrior, it's harder to keep it. Even if you learn it. So I learned little things to help me along the way so that I can do better. Because I want to do what God said. I want my life to be full. I don't want it to be empty. I don't want to barely make it. I want to greatly make it. So I do what I do what he give me to do, and I do it. I seek him, and it works. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.